poets to come, orators, singers, musicians to come. Not today is to justify me and answer what I am for, but you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known. Arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future, but I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. You've made it through the work week. You've made it to Friday night. You've made it through to the one radio show that does not have a hangover. That's because we're drunk all the time. It's the post St. Patrick's Day celebration for us. Just kidding about the whole drunkenness thing. I am your poet extraordinaire, J. Todd Underhill. I am the man that puts the kill in Killarney. On my left-hand side, he's the man that puts the rock in Shamrock. He is Michael Amade.
That's exactly right. And I'm sitting here with the man, the humble host, so humble, he's the Kanye West of humble hosts. He will tell you not only that he's humble, but he's the best humble host of all time.
Humblest host of all time.
That's right. And Beyonce had the greatest video of all time. I'm just throwing that out there.
Extraordinarily humble. All right, and on his left-hand side, he's the man that puts the blah in Blarney. He is the half-squatch.
Blah.
Blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Blah. That's what she gets, man.
How you doing, brother?
Good.
Yeah, what a week it's been.
What a week, yes. Yeah. Been a little odd.
I am so glad that we're here.
Yes. So,
and I'm glad you're here listening in with us. This is the normal spot that we'd be giving you our advertisers. However, we don't have any, and we need your help.
Actually, we do have a quote sponsor, but it's not really.
Okay.
You want to tell them?
No, you tell them.
Okay. We have the beginnings of a badass new store.
Right.
On the website. If you go to store, you can find all kinds of books about writing. You can find all kinds of links to classic books of poetry.
Right.
Ginsberg, Oscar Wilde, Edgar Allan Poe, all kinds of cool stuff.
Writing aids.
Right.
Technology to help you out.
Yeah. Some like the programs I use, Final Draft. We have Scrivener on there, some amazing stuff. And there's also one of my favorite books, which is Wilde in America. It's about Oscar Wilde on a speaking tour of America. Most people don't know that he was a celebrity for speaking about interior decorating before he ever published his first book.
What?
And he was talking about interior decorating and actually came to Leadville, Colorado. They had threatened to kill him, all the miners did. So, of course, first thing he did was went there.
Tell him I'm coming.
He went to Leadville, Colorado, and he drank him under the table. And when he left, they gave him this huge parade and this huge celebration because they love him. That's all in that book, and it's linked on our site there. If you click through, it takes you to Amazon. So if you have an Amazon account, it's easy. But because you use the link through our site, it doesn't cost you anything more, but it actually sends a kickback to us, which then helps us, you know, perpetuate the show and buy new equipment and try new things. So we would really appreciate your support that way.
That is one way you can do that. And you get cool products. I mean, you're going to buy them anyway. You've got great stories in your head. You got to get them out. Go ahead and get the products to help you get them to Paige through our Amazon store. Also, if you just have extra income that you want to help us out, we have a donate link, not a donut link.
Although that sounds tasty.
I want that
link up on our site tomorrow. Donuts.
I'm going to find, okay, does Amazon carry donuts?
No, we have a donate link. Just go ahead and click on it. You can donate a monthly recurring, you know, if you want to give us $10, $15, $20,000 a month. It's okay.
Or $2.
Or $2 even. Whatever the show's worth to you. And so, that being said, we do have some rules around here, and our sheriff is the man that puts the blah in Blarney Stone, and he wants no F-bombs. He wants no hate speech. He wants it PG-13 or better. If you have a good flow going, we'll let you go off our, quote, time limit, but we want you to call and share your poetry, 720-240-9766.
That's 720-240-9766.
And hey, you, if you're outside the country, you can use Skype ID, World Poetry Open Mic, all one word. Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice, we've got poetic justice going on. Now we figured it out. If you want to donate by buying donuts, you can actually go to our Amazon store, look under J-Ton Underhill Selections, and you can get a dozen donuts and help us out.
It's all absolutely real. It is up. If you go to the store, you will see as a selection, J-Todd's Corner. Go there.
Yeah.
Boom. You'll see a link for 12 or remarkable. A dozen remarkable glazed original Krispy Kreme donuts. You can help us out. And eat donuts at the same time.
So now it's donating with donuts.
Donutating.
Donutating.
I think we just came up with a whole new thing.
All right. So we do have five callers lined up for you. And we're not quite ready yet, but we're going to buy our producer time. How about them donuts?
Man, I kind of want to buy some donuts.
I think I want to go to Krispy Kreme after we're done here, actually.
See, that's the one-way ticket. That's a one-way ticket to...
Trick it?
I'm Trisket. I almost said Trisket. That's a one-way ticket to hell and back for me.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, yes, it is. So, without a gout. Anyway.
Without a gout.
We do have five callers lined up.
That was pretty damn good, my friend.
Thank you.
I love the laughter. I love the laughter.
Thank you, Lorraine.
I really need this. By the way, try Bola Bartolino. It is a great wine. We had it with dinner.
Bola Bartolino.
Oh, you know, I heard about that. You know, I heard that was great.
It is fantastic. It's better than Chianti and Valpolicella. And
I like my Chianti with fava beans.
No. Lenny the waiter recommended it.
Really? Well, I mean, so what? But that's an Italian red, right? But what is the?
It's an Italian red. It's not quite dry, but it's not sweet, and it's somewhere in between. You can eat it with fish and meat and all good stuff. So
you may not know this. Michael Amedee actually is a licensed sommelier too.
Is he really?
Yeah, believe it. Just only level one, though.
Oh my
Nothing
God,
that
I gotta,
big.
I got to talk to you on this.
I just wanted to be able to go drink wine and then show them a license so I would get off if someone smelled something. I'm kidding. That's not true. I didn't do that.
No, seriously. Is there a license that people get? Or
it's a certification. Yeah. And you actually can.
A certification. Okay.
Yeah, and you actually do with that. You're able to show a police officer if they ask you, you know, if they pull you over and ask why your breath smells that way.
I was at a wine tasting.
Yeah, it's a real thing. They actually, if they're suspicious, they'll test your blood alcohol level, but it's true.
Exactly. Michael's only a level one, but once he reaches level five sommelier, he can actually serve wine to Tom Cruise.
Well, that's
and
the truth.
And I'll read about him.
Yeah, I'll be the only level five sommelier on the planet. But I also hear that I will get superpowers. So that is part
Not
of the deal.
Not only superpowers, but you have to go to Italy, Michael. You got to go to Italy. It was
he's
great.
From
it
Italy.
I got to go. I got to go visit my family's, and when I say old, I mean thousands of years stomping grounds in Italy.
Just don't ask for pizza because they don't know how to make it. That's all I can tell you.
Well, you mean they don't know how to make it like Americans make it? Is that what you mean?
No, it's an American dish. Pizza is American.
But it also originated in Naples, though. So I get what you're saying, but no, very true.
In Naples. I was in Sorrento. I was in Capri.
So why are you taking all the pizza?
Beautiful. What's that?
Why are you taking all the pizza then? What's going on? All right, Lorraine, I'm just messing around with you. No, I would love to. I would love to go try it.
So, do you have a poem for us?
Go try it. And until you get certified, stage five, whatever that is. I wrote this
stage
today.
Five.
It was in my head, and it came to me, and I had to write. So, you know, God moved my hand, and I have to attribute all this to the big guy. But it's called The Merry-Go-Round, okay? I rise and fall, moving without trying, up and down, then up again. Stopping, yet not knowing when. Sounds around explode, then fade, giving way to silence. Dreams and schemes now invade with sheer and sweet compliance. Laughter seems so far away, beckons me to come. I listen to its serenade, and I want to come. But ups and downs now soothe me, sweet as a lullaby. Emotions run the gamut as I fight the urge to cry. Then I'm overtaken by a strange desire to stay, to remain in motion while the monsters break away. I settle in more comfortable, more sure than I am me. As the merry-go-round keeps turning. I no longer want to flee. The days pass with the sun and moon, and months turn into years. I rise and fall, absorbing all, as endings dispel fears. Time becomes as fluid as sounds reflecting fun, and as the ride continues, I consider what I've done. A ripple in humanity, a lasting mark to see, a pebble that contains my name for all humanity. And poem. Thank you.
Very well done. I pictured Vincent Price reading that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And it's so good to hear you guys.
It's so good to have you back on the air with us. And you're going to call back during the return engagement, right?
Sure will.
And have you figured out we're now on YouTube, so you can actually join us through the power of YouTube?
Well, YouTube?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't even get, YouTube I haven't figured out except for a couple songs.
All right, Lorraine, here's the deal. This
My
is what I'm going to do.
One of them, but
Lorraine, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to send you, you know how to use Facebook, yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, sort of, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm going to send you a message on Facebook. It's just going to be some words with the link to it. I just want you to click on that
and
turn the volume on and see what happens.
Bless your heart.
All right.
All right.
I will do that. And I'll look forward to the next segment. And I will talk to you then.
Talk to you soon. That was Lorraine on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Nice. Now, for those listening along, there is like a 10-second delay, so be prepared when you're the next in line. Have the phone to your ear. Get ready to go.
That's right. I mean, so it may be we'll have a little bit of a learning curve maybe this time. But we also have a chat room, and so I will, when we're getting ready for a call-in segment, another one, I'll go in there and I'll type it.
All right. So without any further ado, we're going to go up to the Poetry State. Please welcome from Michigan, he is Dennis.
Hello, World Poetry Open Mic. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. happy day after St. Patrick's Day, which in America is known as National Hangover Day. I'm glad you're with us.
Yes, I am too. And St. Patrick's Day is so current. It was just yesterday. I'd like to share a special poem. It's actually a cover poem by one of my favorite poets. The title is St. Patty Sonnet, and it was written by J. Todd Underhill.
Thank you.
And this is it. The dancing shamrock that brings my mind, the Emerald Isle's new morning dawn, springtime rainbows are such a pleasant find as I dream of chasing a leprechaun. I'm always chasing the rainbow's end in search of the elusive pot of gold. 'Tis all blarney, says my best of friend. True Irishmen are never bought or sold. Alas, the leprechaun cannot be caught. But luck rolls in and out as does the tide. Remembering this when I am distraught keeps a level of lightness deep inside. Remember, those elves are quite unwilling to part with even the slightest shilling. The end.
Heck yes. I'm so honored each time you read that, my friend. You do it better than I do it. And I've got to say, I wrote that piece for you.
Well, I'm glad you did, because I've read it to so many people, and they've always given you credit every time I've read it, and they like it so well. I have to read it every St. Patrick's Day now.
Nice,
that's great.
That's awesome. I'm very blessed when you cover that, and you know what? I really very few of my poems do I say I wrote for somebody else, as far as for them to perform. That one was written for a Dennis White performance.
Well, thank you. It worked out so well, and I appreciate you allowing me to read it on the air. I think you should be reading it, but I enjoy reading it too.
I think he doesn't read it hoping that you'll do it, Dennis.
All right, I'm outed. Yes, that's exactly why I do that. Dennis, I'm very proud of the way you do that. You do it more justice than it deserves.
It's a wonderful poem, and it's great for sharing. And thank you for allowing me to share that on the air. And I will step aside and let the next poet come up to the mic and throw it down.
Nice.
Wonderful.
Good night, Dennis. And we'll talk to you during the return engagement, right?
Yeah, I believe you will. And I'll let you go right now with a God bless.
God bless you, my friend. That was Dennis on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
You know, Dennis is an absolute class act every single time he calls our show.
I am so glad he's a friend of our shows, because...
I wouldn't want an enemy like
no,
Dennis.
No, I wasn't going there.
No, I know you aren't.
He has fostered poetics through many throughout the country and bringing them to our show, and I am very blessed to have his friendship. I beam with pride each time he calls our show.
That's true. You do. You kind of glow. It's like a post-nuclear look.
Kind of like Trinity down in New Mexico after a couple of years.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of, you kind of have a look. It's. Do you remember that show, The Outer Limits?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there was an episode about a guy who did kind of what you do. But hey, it's genuine and it's cool.
There you go. All right, so we do have another poet on the line. Please welcome from Connecticut, she is Barbara.
She's listening to a radio, so I'm going to do a dance real quickly. Stalling on the radio. Stalling on the radio.
She hung up?
And Barbara hung up on us.
Whoa, or did we lose all connections?
I think we lost our Skype, guys.
I think it dropped. Skype dropped everything. I'm going to let everybody know.
All right. So from here, I will fill time by reading a poem. I will follow up Dennis reading a, we lost all internet, dude.
Oh, great.
We're off the air.
No, we're not. We're still recording.
Okay. Well, that being said, I am always prepared.
It's working for me.
I lost everything, but I have hard copy poetry because I'm that dang good. And I'm picking up one now. This is entitled Un Toro Yamada Vida. Time has come to take this bull by the horns. Twist it and turn it and take control. Dig my spurs into the pulsing meat, causing it to grunt and snort. Jump and kick with all its might. No helmet or saddle needed. No rope or leather gloves. Just a man and his will versus a beast and natural instinct. Should I get thrown to the dirt, I will dust myself off and hop back on, wanting to ride once more. As long as I can draw a breath, the bull and I will scrap until he submits into my will, or I succumb to my maker's call.
Wow, man. Good job.
Thank you. And that's... the translation on is a poem named Life. And I'm really trying to take life by the horns. One of my first ventures into recording my spoken word art was this piece. It's a little bit lengthier, so buy a little more time. This is entitled Livingston. Back in the days as this poet was finding his voice, microphones and discs being spun in the night, rushing off to fight fire in the middle of the evening, life was a simpler existence back then, spouting off words and phrases, random thoughts, in a run-down diner built into an old railway car. Words written at 3 a.m. after returning from fire calls, the nasty coffee and fries with brown gravy, the order of the evening. Ah, to be at Martin's one last time for poetry night. Hell, this town was so small. Where this poet was poetry night. Wherever he landed and wrote and spoke, that was poetry night for this minuscule town. 22 bars in a town of 6,000, problems not yet realized for this poet's infirmed mind. Heat and pressure applied to carbon makes a diamond. His day to shine will certainly come. Back before his life would claim poetic souls, His words to this day left unseen, taking the night train down to Boone's farm, sitting alone, drinking and writing as he's done before. Making his statements, which no one will hear, waiting for his chance to shine once again, living off food bank rice, canned goods, and fish caught daily underneath the 9th Street Bridge. The Yellowstone River, his provider and friend. Pennies, nickels, dimes counted out meticulously, extravagant splurges on mochas and cappuccinos. The Leaf and Bean and Java Hut from time to time. Paydays finally started to come slowly. A night on the town, chicken fried steak and a Coke. The Yellowstone truck stop and brushes with fame. The pickle barrel for soup and a sandwich. Living, as they would say back then, high on the hog. Happiness was a full tank of gas and some food in the fridge. At least this poet had his loving wife, someone with which to share his life in this town that was closed up shop at 8 p.m. Nearly midnight on a Saturday evening, the same ritualistic routine on a ridge overlooking the interstate. The poet sat in his car with his notebooks, the pages tattered and torn, the covers all weathered and worn, CB mic in his hand. In the passenger seat of his Chevy Citation, a six-pack of Jolt Cola, a half-pack of Doral's, not to worry, there were two more packs in the glove box, 64-ounce jug of coffee on the dash. Knowing he was risking his FCC license, he struck an old Zippo to his new heater, building up his confidence with one last swig of coffee and slamming the rest of his Jolt Cola. He keys the mic and begins to speak. Breaker, breaker, 1-7, this here's the precocious poet, and this begins another Saturday night poetry session. He read poem after poem into the microphone, not knowing how many truckers he kept entertained. He would proudly announce the poem title as he did his songs on his radio show, reading for nearly 2 hours. In those 2 hours, nearly a pack of Doral's were burned. Half of a six-pack of Jolt was quaffed. The entire 64-ounce coffee was drunk, and nearly every poem in his notebooks had been visited. He had taken momentary breaks to stretch his leg and relieve his body of the potions of courage, but a 2-hour poetry show was done over the CB radio for truckers to enjoy and listen. Then, as the poet's energy was waning, he did his usual wrap-up to his show. This has been the Precocious Poet reading. I hope all you truckers keep the sunny, shiny side up and the rubber side down. I hope you remember this channel when you come back around, broadcasting for Gear Jammers this and every Saturday night, hoping to put a smile on your faces and fill your hearts with delight. Hopefully you'll find a message in my words and keep it somewhere close inside, but for now I must sign off once again. J. Todd Underhill, 1010 on the side.
Whoa. Well, good job, and we're back. We're back up online. We're running again. Sorry about that drop off there. No, we are. I just listened.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, and we've been talking in the chat room.
Yeah, the NSA. I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Stop that. So everybody who go. We're just gonna start taking calls in. Here comes Barbara.
Barbara.
Let's do them live. Let's do it live. We're gonna go for this. Barbara, are you on the line with us?
Now she's on.
Hello,
Barbara.
Hey,
guys.
Sorry about the disconnect there. Something happened, and we're not quite sure, but we're glad you're back with us.
Me too. Because it would really screw up my Friday night.
You know what? We're working on the new delivery system, and then all of a sudden this tech problem came up, but it's whatever.
I jumped on, so you know, I jumped, when I started talking again on the chat room after we dropped off, it's because I jumped on my cell phone, Barbara. So we'll keep it going anyway. If we needed to do a YouTube show through the phone, we would find a way to do it.
Yes.
So we'll keep going, Barbara. Don't worry.
This is our dedication to you guys, the poets that like to share your work on our show. We are dedicated to putting on a platform for you, and even if it's fill into while we troubleshoot like I just did with a long poem, we can do that.
Oh, you're awesome, guys. You really are. You're trying so hard.
Oh, yeah.
I really think you should go to Blog Talk Radio.
Was that a gold star, Barbara? Did you just give us a gold star for effort?
Yes, we got.
You totally did.
We got a participation flag.
Honestly, there's Barbara.
Really did, and I really think you should go to Blog Talk Radio. It does have its little, ups and downs, but at least, things stay pretty much.
Well, no, and I appreciate that. We actually looked at it. It doesn't actually work with a lot of the stuff we need to do. And this is YouTube,
yeah,
so trust me, that wasn't a YouTube problem. That was an internet from the studio problem. That was a whole network problem.
Yeah.
So it didn't matter if it was if that was Blog Talk.
Okay.
But that's not the same problem as last time. So we're just getting it better one thing at another, one
exactly.
thing after a time.
Okay.
So
I see.
I've noticed you've been writing recently.
I have, yes, I have. This was an interesting week for me. Daylight savings time screwed the hell out of my sleeping pattern. I don't go to sleep early anyway, so
yeah,
it just messed me up completely. And then March 15th is the anniversary of my mother's passing and the Ides of March. And
wait.
I wrote a poem for that, if anyone saw it, and I wanted to read it tonight.
Et tu, Barbara?
Et tu, Barbara? I was going to say.
Et tu, yes. By the way, did you guys see that photo of the bottle of Caesar dressing with the knife?
Yes, I did. I think that's hilarious. I was going to ask you if your mother was Caesar.
Yeah. So anyway... This was, I wrote this the night before, and I posted it, and it's always a very sad time for me, very, very sad time, because March is the time my mother passed away, then April is the time my father passed away, and then May is the time my husband passed away, so it's March, April, May.
But June's coming,
three worst months.
And things always get better.
Yeah, I know, and then there's June, you know. Anyway, this is my poem, and I won't, you know, I'll give other people a chance. So let me get started. It's called Remembering Helen, My Mother, on the Ides of March, the anniversary of her death. And I just want to say to Philip that it's because of him that my titles have gotten longer. 26 years ago today, and still I remember the moment she left this earth, at peace at last after a long struggle. Even at the end, trying to help me, her spirit filling the damaged tissue in my leg, a miracle never explained. And the stentorian voice of the TV host as the normal world continued, while mine crumbled into minuscule pieces and lay at my feet like my heart, unable to grasp her absence, her presence, such a constant in my life. Now gone, comforting arms never to hold me close, and the tickling whisper of I love you never to be heard again. Yet I carried the warmth of 1,000 kisses inside me and the bubble of her love through the long empty night of storm-tossed dreams of flooding and fleeing until the morning arrived and the sad task of laying her to rest cemented the moment. And as reality became the truth, my tears poured over her inert body, buried beneath shovels of dirt, soon to be topped by granite carved with bare essentials. But the true essence of this woman, who all her life strived to create beauty and find her place, who chastised herself for her outward appearance and never treasured the uniqueness of her gifts, was not there in that crowded cemetery. She was my bulwark. And suddenly, I was adrift, my anchor gone. End poem.
Very well done.
Thank you.
And I'm sorry for your loss.
Yeah,
but
it's 26 years.
It's
a long time, but you know, it's still. That day was very hard for me this year. Really harder than it has been in a while. And so, thank you.
I get it. And once again, you can't replace the person, but I know that things do get better with time. I've been
through... Yeah, there's no replacement for your mother, but there is the memories, you know. And I tried to find a photo of her, but I just can't find them. I think they're in our storeroom, and that's a whole other day of looking, so...
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to put a photo with that, but anyway, if anybody's interested, it's on my page. And I think I put it on WPOM Poets and Friends.
Yes, I've been noticing a lot of people posting there.
That's awesome.
That is amazing.
It's nice to post there. And I have another poem I just wrote that I'm going to post there, too, that's on my page. So getting off now so the fourth person can get on.
Awesome. Thank you, Barbara, for all that you contribute to our show.
Oh, you're welcome, and hope the, you know, broadcast stays afloat. Okay.
It always will.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Barbara on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was great
strong,
work.
Strong work.
Should we just go to Mary Live?
We should go to Mary Live, except for she's going to call back now because she got our answering machine.
Well, I just told her to call, but I think she actually jumped on calling before I sent that.
But now she's back live with us. Mary, are you with us?
You know, I've always been with you. You just didn't hear me.
Right? And we were always with you. You just didn't hear us for a while because our system was down.
Sounds like everybody's got a God complex going on
the
here. What's up?
Was down.
We're
the
all with each other. I just feel so love-festy. I don't even know what to think.
You know, that's true. That's,
Mary, we do love you. You're part of our family. I love the fact that you call in and share your work.
How sweet that is. Okay, I've got a song. It's called Free Falling by Tom Petty.
All right.
Nice.
Love it.
Some of you might recognize it.
All right.
Very well done.
Thank you. I don't know how good you could hear from the little speakerphone and my little teeny tiny setup, but I want to thank Philip and Barbara and Jay Todd and all the people that really helped me through this whole year. I'm going to move 28 hours drive away within 6 weeks.
Where are you moving to?
That's a good thing. I'm looking forward to it, and I thank you for all of your support.
Where are you moving to?
Chandler, Arizona, sir.
Oh, nice. So you're going to be clipping through Colorado. You might want to coordinate with the poetry show that you call, and maybe we can come have coffee or something.
My daughter will be in Denver within 2 days.
Oh, really?
So I'll have her give a little wave.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, she drives by, just have her stick her hand out of the window and wave, and we'll pretend that we've caught it and hold it close to our hearts.
We will.
You know, I think I'm going to shake both of your hands, sir. One day, not too distant from now.
That sounds great. Well, you know what? If you can make a plan, I mean, I'm just throwing this out as a suggestion.
Chandler's not far away from Colorado.
You know, you could come up for Posick Fest in September.
Yeah.
Now, there is something really to look forward to. Seriously, and, you know, that would be, you know, because I'm moving in May. I have a place for 2 months, and then, you know, it depends on my daughters and university and work and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So, very possible September would be a great thing to look forward to.
It always is in my book.
That'd be great. We'd love to have you come up and perform for us live on the air.
Woot, woot. With a W-O-O-T.
Yeah. All right, cool. We'll work out the details offline, okay?
Thank
off
you
off the
much.
Air anyway. All right.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your poetry. Thank you for your great talents and all your love.
Thank you, Marion. We do love you. Thank you for calling our show.
Good night. I'll watch.
That was Marianne. World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in Poetry Radio.
That's so cool.
That would be when Philip would want to call in.
Now, Felipe, give us a call. So, now, one thing that you know, people are probably noticing, we have a new way of doing the broadcast and everything. I mean, all of them notice that, obviously. But, you know, I think one thing that YouTube is allowing us to do, we know that YouTube's most likely not going to crash.
No. Yeah.
Okay. Here's Philip, by the way. I'll finish this later.
Yes. All right. So we're going to take Philip live on the air. Philip, are you with us?
Mostly. I don't know about all of me, but I think that most of myself that I am present, yes.
All right, nice.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you might want to check with one of your other extremities, but I believe that you're probably all here.
I would hope so, but, you know, various states of mind, that kind of thing.
I was thinking more of it of a Hiram McDaniels thing, but go ahead.
Well, I also wanted to just address that you're all open to just, as Douglas Adams, I'm pretty sure, said somewhere in Hitchhiker's Guide, just feel free to kick me in the zatch if I ever start blabbing too much. Just go for it. Just bring me back to reality, you know. So
nobody's better at kicking someone in the zatch than Michael.
can we shift that saying a little bit to just Adams you in the satch?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Sure.
All right.
Not.
Yep. I'm going to Adams you in the satch, Felipe.
We'll just change it to doing the Adams.
Okay, doing the Adams. All right. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Philip.
Oh, no. I'm really impressed, by the way, that you're a sommelier. And I thought there were only three levels to it, but
there's only three. We were screwing around. Okay. And by the way, I'm never going to be able to touch the third level, ever. Like, third level's insane.
It's too expensive, right?
Well, it's that, but it's also like, it is the depths of that are incredible. The first level is just kind of like, yeah, you're getting into wine. That's literally what it is, you know. So I give props to real sommeliers. First level, it's okay.
First level is like, yeah, you're getting into wine. Second level is like, wow, you know a lot about wine. And the third level is, you're that annoying guy at the party that I want to smack the crap out of.
No. There's actually five levels. Actually, you're right. So there's first level, second level, third level. Then there's master sommelier, and then the fifth is, of course, wino.
Oh, right. I don't know what level, but I know at 12, the first thing I ever drank in my life was called Mad Dog 2020. So I'm not sure where fortified.
Yeah,
wine.
Woohoo!
my first legal bottle of wine that I bought.
It's when $2 Chuck now is $5 a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Ouch.
Yeah. But Michael is going to go for the fifth level of sommelier. He went out and got the Charles Bukowski sponsorship. So He's going to be a white-o in no time.
Hey, I'm just going to drop a bunch of peyote, get in the spirit world, and have myself some wine.
Right. That's, well, I want to join you. So
I'm a Catholic teacher.
It sounds like fun. Well, I'm going to struggle through a work in progress. It's I feel like I'm back in high school. I'm sure any writer knows this feeling when you have your hand, you're looking at your own handwriting. It's not even typed up yet. You know, it's like you're reading from your notebooks.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I get that all sure. the time when I try to read my own poems out of handwriting.
Like back in high school or something. But I'm going to try to get through with this, and it may fail, it may not, but it's kind of fun taking a risk. So it's a work in progress, and here is the title. Fear at the cusp of an informational event horizon. And I'm really kind of referring to, I don't know, some people know what the singularity is or what it's proposed to be, but I find it a fascinating topic, and I think we are ever steadily approaching that era when that will happen. But at any rate, here it goes, the informational event horizon. Abandon reason, even if only as an exercise in flawed consciousness. Absent from everyday reality, though invariably it will resume despite my psychedelic renewal and willingness to leave behind monetary enslavement. This universal commerce of apparent meaninglessness, chasing symbols that hold no sacred value, seated in tattered garments, comfortable rags of my human defeat, I write outraged missives, contrasting past centuries with Balzac, while Bartok plays starkly in the background. Envious of their inherent passion, I fear one day corporate automatons will destroy all the arts as we approach a technocratic singularity lived in a world where questions are passé. P equals NP, proven beyond the shadow of an artificial intelligence's doubt. And there it is, fellas.
Yeah! Brother, you are so talented, it makes me physically nauseous. No, I always make the comparison. Your personality, the way you write, everything reminds me of Morland, and I'm just like, oh my God, he is so much like him.
Well, I really appreciate that, and thank you for your vomit as well.
Yes, yes.
You're welcome.
You know,
yeah, right.
There is a story about.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
There is a story about a trip to Colorado Springs and way too much illicits, and actually Robert Morland vomited on me. So that fits quite well.
Really, there is a story about me spending time in Colorado Springs and deciding that it was worth vomiting about.
By the way, I'm coming to Colorado at some point, and
I hope
to have a good time with you fellas. So.
September 17th is when you want to plan your trip.
If you can do that, yeah.
Yeah, that would be marvelous. Well, I look forward to the return engagement. Thank you so much for the encouragement, and I will talk to you guys soon.
We'll talk to you during the return engagement, Philip.
All right, cheers, fellas.
That was Philip on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
You know, I just saw a headline pop up over the news feed here. Just new. This is breaking news.
Okay.
Blake Shelton says he's not a drunk and he didn't pee in public.
Breaking news.
Okay, wait.
That's
an
actual headline, by the way.
I'm not a drunk and I have peed in public.
Well, he says he's both. He says he's not a drunk and he didn't pee in public. So I think he's saying separately, I never peed in public. And I'm not a drunk.
See, yeah, I don't.
I can admit it. I am a drunk. I have peed in public. I have peed in public while drunk.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Well, I think it makes a little more sense when you're drunk.
McNichols Arena.
Actually. Oh, you told us that story. Weird how you told us that story last week. How does that come up two weeks in a row?
I don't know.
J. Todd's tapped into the prophetic mind.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what it is. He's tapped in. It's like a shaman. Only telling stories about
woven
peeing
into
in
the fabric of time and consciousness.
He's like. You're reliving that moment, peeing into a trash can at McNichols Arena, and then you're like, believe everything.
Exactly.
I was going to say,
all the gods are real.
All of them.
I was going to say, yeah, you are woven. Fabric. Okay.
Yeah. So,
Michael.
Michael, do you have a submission for us?
I don't know. Yeah, I
what?
Know.
Like, whatever.
Whatever. I can't even feel my arms. Okay.
The wheels never got fastened on. They just flew right off.
It's true. Yeah. It's true. I realize as a teacher, I spend my life in show business. So I essentially just clock hours on stage every day, all day. So when I get here, it's kind of like doing the crazy late night show once a week. Okay, here we go. This is RJ Williams who sent this in, and it's My Vows. As long as I could remember, I dreamed of this perfect woman to be my wife, and then you found me. Your smiling face as your eyes met mine, and they danced like fireflies. I can't promise that I'll never be late or ever on time for important dates, but I still remember what you wore on our first date. White love sweater with black pants, big glasses to shield your face. Hopeless romantic, I can say I'm more than most. I stopped looking and let God make my choice. You were made for me. Even through the arguing, you will forever complete me. Some days will be better than most. I will guarantee that I will get on your every last nerve, but our love will overcome. I am your soul, and you are my song. With every note I sing, every melody of our song. I can't promise you that we will always get along, me spending the night outside on my treehouse floor. I can promise you that I will always stand strong, loving you with all of my heart and soul. I promise you that I will always make you laugh and comfort you in our storms. Your daughter will now and forever more be our daughter, and I will be there for all of her needs. I promise to be the best wife I can be, never giving up when we disagree. You are the melody to my heartstrings. Without you, there is no me. Growing old together is where I want to be. On this day, I ask you to be my wife, and I'll love you with all of your flaws for all eternity. And that was by R.J. Williams, called My Vows.
And if you'd like to submit your work, you can do so right off our webpage. Just hit the contact form, copy and paste the poem in. We do need to be able to prove that we were given permission to read it on our air. Michael, great read.
Thank you.
R.J. Williams, great write.
Yeah.
And brave of you to submit for us. And if you ever feel the courage, come on in. Give Spoken Word Art a try.
Yeah.
Jump in feet first.
That's it.
And here's how you do
it. Yeah.
You're going to jump in feet first by dialing 720-240-9766.
That's 720-240-9766.
Or you can use Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic, all one run-on word.
I have spent an immortal life counting. For what? For no reason. Now it's come to this. And we have one caller.
I knew you'd nail that. We do have one caller for this segment, which triggers the return engagement.
Engagement!
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 Is there an echo in here?
I don't know what happened. Hey, you know what I was thinking? Even though we had that problem in Studio X, I'm thinking about bringing a helium tank in here.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
More balloon animals?
Helium.
Into the studio?
And an oxygen tank.
As opposed to...
Yeah, I want to mix them together. That way, unlimited water, buddy. Unlimited water.
I'm sorry. There's several things wrong with that.
Two tanks of oxygen, one tank of hydrogen. Let it go.
Wait. Hydrogen's okay.
Helium
was not
what,
right.
No, wait. Okay, I'm sorry. I wanted helium in the water. Helium water. Hydrogen, oxygen, helium, maybe some methane. Well, we already got the methane.
We got methane.
So
that's bottles for your water.
Methane's
you
not a prime
right
element. It's not.
Yeah, no. I think helium, and helium and oxygen.
Helium and oxygen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
All right. I don't even know where to go from that.
So there's
All right, so let's just go to our caller. How about that? Maybe. God, please save us. JC, no, can you save us from this weird tangent we've gotten off to?
Hi, guys.
Hey, welcome to our show.
You ever get the feeling that we've just like really disappointed the caller? We'll be going. I got to be honest. We go off for a while, JC, and then we're like, "So, can you save us?" And you're like,
"No,
no, no one can save you. No one can save you."
So, this maybe if we get all the glitches worked out, this looks like it's working pretty well tonight.
I think we have it worked out. The other thing was actually
our provider.
Yeah, it wasn't even us. That. We figured that out. It was the actual internet service provider, which is a totally different problem. So I think in the future it'll be called Monday.
The chat is fun. We've got all the emoticons now. So
all right. Yeah, see, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. I like the emoticon thing.
Yeah, we're having fun with them.
I think I can drop pictures in there too. I'm going to go find something about Ryan Gosling or something. I'll drop it in there.
I'm sure they'll enjoy that.
I'm sure Philip will.
Philip in there. Philip, he'll enjoy that.
Yeah, exactly. That's what my thought was.
Well, just for all the poetry people out there, I started a new group this week, and boy, I didn't know how much time they take. I don't know what they're going to do next week when I'm not on spring break, but started one called Kinky Ink. And the name is sort of misleading, but it's lots of fun. Lots of fun people in there. Kind of crazy chat. Kind of like being in the chat room with Philip there.
All right. And why am I not a member of this group?
I don't know. I guess maybe because you didn't know it was out. And I don't know that we're linked on All Poetry. We're linked on Writer's Cafe, but I'm not sure about All Poetry.
What?
You know what I'm going to say, though, Jay Todd? That could just be that you're not cool enough to get into Kinky Ink, man.
Yeah, I'm not cool enough.
That's true. I'm sorry, bro. You're just not cool enough to get into Kinky Ink.
Well, I will warn people that if you don't like busy chat board streaming on All Poetry, Kinky Ink is not the place to sign up for because our chat board runs constantly.
Well, I also am going to tell you right now that I am going to the Colorado Secretary of State. I think I'm going to register Kinky Ink as a company.
There is a tattoo company somewhere. I don't remember where it was, but if you Google Kinky Ink, there is a tattoo parlor. I think it's somewhere in the UK, though.
Okay. Well, that sounds like an intelligent British decision. I was going to say, if they were in the U.S., I'd sue them.
It's been lots of fun, though. We're having a great time there.
Awesome.
So if you're on All Poetry, go out and find the group Kinky Ink, like I'm going to do when I get home. Join it.
You're going to go home and look for Kinky Ink?
I'm always going home to look for Kinky Ink.
It is an application, but if you just say, hey, JC, heard you on World Poetry, you'll get in.
Beautiful.
I've only got two other coordinators working with me. Both are great people, and we just have a load of fun.
Awesome.
So now there was my spiel for the night. No. You don't want a poem?
Yeah, I was going to say, do you have a poem along with that advertisement?
I do. It's one I wrote for a contest on All Poetry. It's called Moonlight Echoes. Moonlight's tresses caress his face in stark relief, teasing his eyes and cheeks stained with shadows. Scorched pungency of crackled summer earth weaves around dancing with musky cologne and floral overtones. Softly, a barn owl's hoot-hoot fills the night air, answered by a wickering mare stomping her hoofs in agreement. Nestling into his shoulder, rooted by masculine arm, I add a gust of contentment to the calls of the whippoorwill and lark feasting on clicking cricket. The jingling of metal on metal and quick heavy panting intrudes upon the interlude with a nudge at the knees by a cold, moist nose. Briefly we turn inward, connecting breath and lips in banked passion and affirmation. Glancing at the barn doors and gates, we turn in tandem, connected in choreographed steps of legs and hips, arms anchored loosely. We exit nature's opera, spotlighted in celestial beams, making our way through the crowds of blue stem and doveweed. At the patio door, we turn back for one last standing ovation, paying respect to the nighttime show. The gliding of glass and metal whisper as we'd step over the threshold into our private ballet, dancing to the echoes of nature. In form.
Wow.
Very well done.
I have to tell y'all that when JT told me I was, like, number one on this segment, I was like, oh, my gosh, I don't know what I'm going to read. I'm never number one.
Oh, really? Ah, I see.
I'm always, like, number five, number six, number four. I've never been number one before, so this is a whole new experience.
You're always number one in my book, JC. You're always number one in my book.
I don't know if I'll read another one for return engagement. But,
well, you have a little bit of time because we're going to do a submission, and I'm going to read a poem, and then we'll open up the phone line. So if you can find one between now and then, please do call back.
I sure will.
Awesome. That was JC on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Yeah.
Boom.
Boom.
Boom, man. Boom.
Yeah.
Straight boom.
All right, so I need everybody's attention if you're listening. Everybody's.
Meet me too.
Philip.
Ah.
Pep up, boy. All right. So, we're taking next week off. We're not going to be here. We're running another best of. I actually got off my tukas and made it last weekend.
You know why we're taking next Friday off?
Because
it's Good Friday,
it's
bitches.
Good Friday. Yep. Really? Our Catholic teacher just said it's Good Friday, bitches. Nice.
I kind of wanted to say
it
that.
It is Good
I'm
Friday.
Sorry.
So,
wait, kinky.sex is $59 on...
Hey,
pay
I'm
attention.
Sorry, it's a website.
Pay,
I'm
pay
sorry.
Attention.
Okay, I'm sorry.
All right.
It's a URL.
So we're going to be taking a week off. We will be running a best of. We will be back 2 weeks from tonight, ready to go for another long segment of shows in a row before we take another week off.
That's right.
Probably late in May, right around Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, well, I mean, Comic-Con's probably going to... Yeah.
It's in June, but you know, we'll be here for a while after that. But we thank you for indulging our time off. However, that being said, I do want to say I am loading up to do another round of Coffee with Underhill while we're on our week off.
And we have...
I just don't need, you know, I don't have enough to do with my time. I want to broadcast all the time.
Well, and I'm also going to throw out that we have in the workings, and I don't think we should say anything about it yet, for National Poetry Month,
we're
April.
Working on an idea for National
some,
Poetry Month.
Some, actually, a few really cool things I think that you guys are going to love, and we're really trying to just bring a ton of, we're trying to bring the value, you know what I mean?
We're raising the value, we're always evolving, we're the next evolution in Poetry Radio.
We're working to raise your satisfaction bar to 100.
Exactly. We want you, the poets, to think of this as your poetic home.
That's right.
At least for radio and anything to do with broadcast of your poetry.
That's true.
I've got several poetic homes. One that I'd like to mention since Kinky Ink got mentioned, I just recently visited for the first time in a long time that I've had time or opportunity. The first poetic group to actually embrace my poetics, the Poetic Bandits, and I want to thank each and every bandit member that read my work this week. I had missed you guys. You guys are always a breath of fresh air into my life. And if you guys ever want to call in and share, I know that we've got a couple of bandits that do call, join us. It'd be fun.
I'm going to throw out. Oh, go ahead. Sorry, man.
I just had an idea, but I'll mention it off the air.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, if there are, and we know a few people who listen are lawyers, I just want to throw this out. Looking through that, because JC, of course, inspired, you know, I was like, if I can get kinkyink.com, that's awesome. That's not available. So, but if anybody is looking for a website and you're a lawyer, kinky.lawyer is available. So, I'm
there you go.
Now. Actually, that's a terrible name for a website, guys. Don't
you
do that.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
All right.
So, now let me ask you this. We have a bunch of submissions. I would like to try to knock a. Do you mind if I do two from two different people?
Why don't we do this? And why don't you do a sub? I'll read and then you do another.
That
sub.
Sound good with you?
That sounds great.
Let's do that. Okay.
All right, cool.
So, we'll start with this one is from. She has her name here. We know her as Sandra Reynolds, but Sandy Reynolds is how she wrote her name.
Nice.
And it's called If Spring Is Late. Ah, shall the leaf enjoy the early spring, or hide beneath its sheaf until the rain? An April rain that wakes the birds to sing, I'll hear their song outside my window pane. I walk along the path of fallen stone, a path I've come to know so very well. It knows my inner thoughts, the tears I've sown. I've told it secrets I never tell. When winter leaves me here to walk along, and early spring will greet me by the way, each sound I hear will be a springtime song, awakening the buds, a floral bouquet. Shall spring be on time or hesitate? For spring to come, I fear, it's always late. And that is called If Spring Is Late by Sandra Reynolds.
Wow, I'd missed her work. She submitted we're at KZKO for a lot, and then she took a long pause. I'm glad you're back with us, Sandy.
Yeah, she did. She took a long pause, and now she's sending things back in, and she does occasionally.
Yeah, but I'm glad you're back on the air with us. I missed your poetic voice.
That's what we're all about. We love having people come back, and we can. It's kind of cool seeing poets grow, and sometimes they go away for a bit, and then sometimes they come back. And
well, we had that last week with Amanda Baldridge too. She'd taken a long pause, and she's back with us.
That's right.
It's a beautiful thing to see. This forum, this thing, experiment that we started down the road of, I couldn't see my life without it now. All right, so I'm going to share one. I actually wrote this week, and Dennis contacted me and said, hey, do you mind if I read the St. Patty's sonnet? I'm like, no, go for it, because I've already working on another St. Patrick's Day poem. So I was actually just mulling over the beginning words of this when he asked me, and I'm like, well, I guess I have to write it now. So here's what I came up with, and it's entitled Devon the Drunken Leprechaun. This tale is about Devon the Drunken Leprechaun, such a delightfully jolly elf, drinking away from dusk until dawn, only the finest distilled from the top shelf. Devon dances, moreover balters, as long as the music has a catchy beat. No matter how much he drinks, he never falters in his happy dancing with his light little feet. Devon entertains the woodland creatures every now and again, throws down a jig. He incorporates into his act the forest features as he stops once in a while to take a swig. Each morning he doth wake in disbelief of all the tales that are told, without a hangover or headache, clutching his sacred pot of gold. And that is Devon the Drunken Leprechaun.
Wonderful job, man.
Thank you. And you have another submission.
Oh, I have plenty of other submissions, but let me get to one in particular here. Stall. No, I'm kidding.
Stall.
Which number? Yeah, stall 15.
Yeah. Wherever Andy's is. Okay.
17 and 18.
Here is one. Yeah. Just continues spreading. It's weird. It's like every time I go in a stall, there's a skeleton. Okay. Wait, have you been letting politicians hang out in Studio X? Okay, we're just going to move on. Okay, this one is from another longtime, well-known contributor to the show, Steve Junke. This one is submitted, actually. It's called Hey Cowboy by Peggy Godfrey. I may not have your anatomy, nor weigh the pounds to do, but, fellow, let me tell you, I'm not in awe of you. Winters are cold to both of us, and both our backs get sore. Old age doesn't care which sex we are, and heifers in labor don't score. The hand that feeds isn't woman or man, it's just the hand that's there. The truck won't start for God herself. You read that right, don't stare. The hands that rein the gather don't have to be a man's. Fence and tools aren't pink and blue to specify whose hands. The green colt is more polite to a woman than a man. Either of the sexes can burn a proper brand. Irrigation waters flood to bring dry earth to life. Do they ask who's at the head gate, husband, child, or wife? My days are long and busy, because I'm living from the land. Clothes don't make you cowboy. It's work that makes the hand. Happy St. Patty's Day, everyone. That last part was, of course, Steve putting a message in. That's Hey Cowboy by Peggy Godfrey from 1993 in the book Ride 'Em Cowboy.
Peggy Godfrey's a cowboy poet, correct?
It appears so, or a cowgirl poet.
Or cowgirl, but she performs at the Elko, Nevada.
Oh, does she?
Cowboy Poetry Fest, yeah.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, she was good.
Yeah, awesome. All right. So that'll do it for that segment, which now we're going to head into the return engagement.
Engagement!
Engagement. Now is when you're going to want to call 720-240-9766.
Wait, my sword is glowing. 720-240-9766.
So is my shield. You can use World Poetry Open Mic as your Skype ID to call in internationally. And we're back with the return engagement. Wow. 8 poets lined up for our return engagement. Plus, a new caller for our segment. Yep. First time caller. So, let's just go ahead and
get into the poetry.
Yeah. Please welcome from Kentucky, he is Philip.
Howdy, fellers.
Hello, my brother from another mother.
Indeed. Well, before I start blathering, I just wanted to say I really appreciate all your guys' professionalism. You know, you've really tried to handle things, I think, to your utmost abilities with the technical glitches and so forth, and it means a lot to me. So.
Thank you. And for as much as I tease you, even when you're not even on the phone line with us, brother, your poetry means a lot to me. Thank you.
Oh, well, that means the world to me, Mr. Underhill. And trust me, I love that you guys pick on me. That's great. I need it. You know, that kind of camaraderie is priceless. So, you know, pick away.
You got to understand, the family I grew up on, if you were teased, you were loved. If you weren't teased,
yeah,
there was a problem.
Yeah. And I'm so used to being ignored, you know, it's like, people are like, I don't know what he's talking about. Leave him alone. He's weird, you know, whatever.
And Philip, I got to say, there's moments in my life where I've actually appreciated that. I appreciated being the person who was left alone. I'm like, leave me alone to work on my stuff. I don't care what you, I don't care if you want to talk about TV right now. I don't care. You know,
I know.
Yeah, I get there.
Well, I think that's revealing that I'm getting older too. It's like, oh, I've been alone long enough. It's time to try some of the social stuff that, you know.
You know, I understand. Maybe I should. Maybe someone was up to something back in kindergarten when they said I should socialize with the other children.
If they could
maybe
only come
I'll
up with something that was like social and media at the same time, maybe they could call it social media.
Maybe we could do that. You know, Philip, when you come to Denver, is this place still open? Dick's Last Resort.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to go to this place. It's called Dick's Last Resort. It's literally a restaurant you go to, and they do nothing but act condescending on purpose.
Yeah.
It sounds just like my kind of place.
I was going to say, it will fit perfectly with my own self-image, so I think we should just do it.
No, that sounds like a lot of fun. And it sounds like it would be just a lot of fun, period, just hanging out.
Oh, we'd have a great time. We'd introduce you to some crazy poetry places around here.
Yeah,
the Merc. That would be great. I would love to meet some fellow poets. But, well, anyhow, I'm glad that you guys – I like the new venue. It's interesting. It's new for me. I have never done it until you know today, the YouTube thing, and it seems to be working, so are you guys going to stay with that, by the way? Or
We're striving to stay with that. Like I say, the glitch tonight was not YouTube's fault. It was not our fault. It was literally the person that provides the internet to us.
No matter what happened, we would have crashed.
Yeah. If we were on any other of the platforms that we used, even the radio station, if they'd had the problem that we had with the internet provider, they'd have crashed too.
Right, gotcha. Okay, well, no, I look forward to it. And again, kudos to all your efforts. It really has paid off, and I think everybody is appreciative of it. So I'll get to it. I'm reading a surreal poem, an intentionally surreal poem, and we'll see how it goes. A short title. The title is Sketch for a Proposed Film in Search of Adequate Funds. And aren't they all in search of adequate funds? And here we go. We walked past the cathedral, the broken cathedral, while distant bells chimed the copper air for the unnamed. Migratory birds flown toward the purple twilight firmament. Cobblestones glistened with silver rime. Everyone's face remains unfamiliar. My gaze late bloomed after death. Eyes veiled in pale gossamer dream associations never finished. Voices scattered into quiet winter mist, white as untransformed Eucharist.
Mother wore a libidinous dress, the frigid wind played with when father rested flaccid beneath the brown withered grasses. Beginnings arisen from in medias res summarizes everyone's consciousness, glorified saints or nefarious criminals. Nascent flesh bathed in cinnamon blossoms, incense blood-scented, recalled when I'm sheathed, taut in your velvet secret. Feigning a madman as an actor of Caliban or Grendel, I stand stoic along country cemetery walls of moss and molder, watching all the strangers decorate their family plots. Returning to homes of the forgotten, I eat crusts of dried-up promises and drink sanguine tea from roses with delicate handles made from verdant thorns. And there it is, fellers.
Awesome.
I always appreciate the kindness. You guys are a warm bunch, you know, and I can even say that when I'm sober. Sober or drunk, you're all pretty warm and kind, I tell you.
Well, you know, we have been known to cuddle on request.
Hey,
so.
Philip, don't worry about it, man. We only do that because we want something.
Yes.
I'm just going to be... Now you got me all... What's that website? I got to look it up.
Kinkyink.com.
Yeah, no, you could get... Philip, you could buy Kinky Lawyer, no, Kinky.Lawyer. In fact, I bet you, if you really were inclined, you could buy Kinky.Ninja.
Ooh.
Heck yeah.
I bet Steve.
I'll look it up right now.
Kinky.
I'll tell you if
lawyer.
It's available. If you give me 1 second, I'm going to do this.
Oh, goodness.
All right. Why not? Kinky Ninjas.
Kinky Ninjas, seriously. I think that's amazing. Is it available? Is it?
You should see what their nunchucks are made of.
Kinky.Ninja's taken. What the?
Yeah.
Man, well, I recently registered Release the Kraken.Ninja, and I think
there
that is going to be something.
Yeah. There
you
Wonderful.
Go. Yeah.
Philip, as always, thank you for calling our show. I said, as always, thank you for calling our show.
Oh, yes, thank you. Good, goodness gracious. Yes, thank you. You guys have a wonderful week off, and thank you for reminding me, sir, and I will call you the week after next week.
2 weeks from tonight. We'll talk to you then.
All right. Until then, cheers.
That was Philip on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. All right. Barbara, you're coming up next. Don't come. We got 10 seconds, so Barbara, you should be on the line soon. Oh, Philip. And we've got 7 more callers. Let's go ahead and just go to Barbara. Barbara. Hello.
Hey.
Hey. Welcome to our show.
Thank you. And thanks for the second welcome. I appreciate that.
Oh, you know, I always like it when you call and share on our show.
Oh, I love this show so much that I give up time with my daughters to come and be here.
That
and I said
something
to them tonight, you know, you could listen. You could really listen. I said, no, that's okay.
Oh, I wish they would listen. I wish they would see the true art that their mother creates.
They don't. They appreciate it somewhat, but my daughters, one of them really loves my poetry, and the other just, you know, it's okay, you know.
My daughter's the same way now. She's like, whatever, Dad, go do your poetry thing. She used to write.
Really?
Yeah.
Get it. And so... Rather than push, you know, and whatever, I have all my poet friends, and I get all this adulation from people, which is just, it's so wonderful, like big hugs. And so I put my stuff out there, and, you know, occasionally like the other day, my daughter did comment on the poem about my mother.
Yeah, as well she should.
That was very sweet. Well, yeah, it was, like, very unusual for her to comment at all. So I was like, thank you, I'm honored, you know.
Yeah. So what did you...
So anyway...
You're going to share that other poem with us, right, that you were telling us about?
I am, yes. I'm going to share the poem that I wrote after I spoke with a poet friend of mine who, unfortunately, his schedule doesn't allow him to come on, but he should really send you in a submission, Bob Williams.
Bob, Buffalo
Bob,
called, right?
Puts yeah,
the
Bob,
lotion
Bob,
in the basket.
Yeah.
Does he know Bill?
Bob and I, we were talking, and I love to talk to Bob because he's got a Buffalo accent, and I lived in Buffalo, and it's just, it's homey, you know?
No, wait, hold on. Barbara, I got to say, we're in Colorado. A Buffalo accent to us is probably not what you're
yeah.
saying. A Buffalo accent to us is, you know, grunts and, you know. We
no,
just invited
no.
you over for tea and crumpets.
Yeah.
In Buffalo. But I think you're referring to Buffalonian accent.
Buffalonian.
Yeah.
Buffalonian. Yes, he's a Buffalonian. He lives in Buffalo, New York.
All right.
I lived in Buffalo, New York.
What
for
if he's a Buffalite?
Years. And so listening to him brings me back to, you know, that whole time and that Buffalo time. And it's just fun to listen to him talk. So anyway, he was telling me about his weekend. It was awful. And we were talking about empathy and, you know, feeling for other people. And this whole feeling of, you know, there were people in his class that were having problems and teachers didn't see it, and it was a whole big thing. And I got, of course, I got a poem from this. It inspired me. So this is my poem. It's called Empathy, How I Can See Inside of You to the Inner Core and Find the Real Person Inside. And yes, it is. It's getting worse. It's like a disease of titles, but they're getting longer. So here goes. The face is stone, empty of your thoughts. You seem to be a blank stare, and yet there are feelings inside of you that have been forced into a black hole deep in your heart where you have kept them hidden from the outside world. These are mean and raw and full of pain, as your life seems to be every day. Yet I can see into you as if I had supervision, and I know you to be a much different person than you appeared to the world. My emotions merge with yours, and I take on your pain as if I were shouldering a heavy load, holding it for a while so you couldn't examine it, and maybe sift through the memories for one that will ease the suffering you feel now. You are lost and wandering in a tunnel of despair, and I am your shining light, a beacon to raise you to the surface where the pain can dissipate and dissolve with the force of my kindness. I will bathe you in the shower of loving care you deserve and wash away all of the sorrow you feel if only you would open those closed chambers of your heart and let it all out so I can be your sponge and you can walk with a free and lighter spirit into the world.
Awesome work, Barbara. As always, stellar.
Thank you.
Just keep sharing stuff like that. That's and inviting your friends to join in the show. We'd like that too. But just keep sharing your work. That's all what this platform is for.
I will, and I wanted to let everyone know that I will be. I have to do it in poetry, don't I?
Not if it's a public service announcement.
Okay, as a public service announcement, I will say that I'm going to be on two blogs next week.
All right.
And I will be putting the links on my page, so...
Instead of putting the links on your page, why don't you put the links in the World Poetry Open Mic Friends group to where we can all... who hear you every week,
oh,
enjoy those.
Oh, I will do
those.
That, too. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. Thank you.
Awesome.
And so anyone who wants to know more about me and find out more about me and just as another little piece of information, I am a member of Greenwich Pen Letters Women.
Yeah?
Greenwich Pen Women Letters Association. And somehow or other, how I did it, I don't know. I didn't ask for it, but they asked me to be a co-chair. I was in the group exactly 6 months, and asked me to be a co-chair.
Well, no, you're a very talented, resourceful young lady. I can totally see why they would ask you to be a co-chair.
So I'm in that. So I will be someday soon, maybe next fall, giving a talk in the Greenwich Library with my book and a few other people from Greenwich Pen Letters, and I'll be talking about that later. But anyway, getting off so that the umpteen people you have after me can go.
Awesome. Thank you, Barbara, for all you do for us.
Oh, you're welcome. And you guys, for everything you do for me and Michael and JT and you, J. Todd, for always, you know, keeping it real. And that's all, you know, we can all do is keep it real. So, yeah, and also I'm getting political, but I won't talk about that.
Please,
anyway,
yes.
I will see you guys in 2 weeks and have a happy Easter.
Happy Easter. That was Barbara on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in Poetry Radio. So I'm going to stay away from political. I am going to say, however, Hiram McDaniels for president for 2016.
Really? That's who you're going to go for?
Yep.
Really?
That's who I'm voting for. All five of them.
Literally a five-headed dragon.
Right.
That's phenomenal, man. That's
awesome.
Yeah, that's what I want leading the country.
There are worse options. There are definitely
worse options.
All right.
I don't want to be crass. I don't want to be crass. I actually think I could pull my pants down and create better options.
Wow.
Drawing. I can draw. I just like to draw with no pants on. It's weird.
Got it.
It has nothing to do with the lack of hands. I feel more free. I feel more free when I do that.
Free your mind, the rest will fall. Anyway, so we do have another caller ready to go. Please welcome from New York, she is Lorraine.
I love the flexibility of this program, honestly.
We're kind of like yoga teachers.
I stretch daily.
Watch the news while I'm holding. This is great. I'm going to read this slowly because when I was writing it, I was pondering my existence here. So I know we've all done it at one time or another, so here we go. Frigid night, breathing steam, my eyes search the infinite sky flecked with stars. I feel light years away from the ground I stand upon, the world I know. Is this the limbo I was told of so long ago, or the end of ends? Beginnings fade in the process of aging. My footprints become dust, blown away by the winds of time. Perhaps I was never here. End poem.
Great poem.
Any relations?
No.
Anybody related?
I was going to say, I actually had a follow-up question from last week's show, or 2 weeks ago. Was it last week or two?
Really?
Anyway, did you ever get your husband into that red evening gown to play piano for him?
I play piano. I've been in band. My husband goes in the other room when I play. The only thing he can sing is the Righteous Brothers sing.
Oh, that's a good one.
Chain Melody.
Oh, it's a great song. It's a wonderful song. I play it, he sings it, and then he leaves. You know, it's like...
It's mysterious.
Like
it's kind of like Zorro,
it
sounds
heart.
Like. He shows up, he is romantic, and then he leaves.
It's kind of like, yes, it's a mic drop of sorts.
But that's actually what it is. Lorraine, that's a great idea. Actually, I think I realize what I've been doing wrong in all of my romantic relationships. You sing... And you turn,
really?
And you walk out. That's what you do.
It's a romantic mic drop, yes.
Just leave at that moment. I mean, at the end of
right.
the song,
yeah.
leave.
It's like, everything I do, I do it for
and
you. Turn
more.
Out the door. Yeah.
Yep.
Go door. Get a taco yeah. or something.
I love it. But honestly, he loves my music, but he can't... I guess, fathom what I'm doing. So He'll sing and he'll leave. When what he can't sing, he leaves.
Okay.
And he sings one song. So one just, song and he's gone. You know.
I got it.
And
got
and
it.
Me and the cat are left. You know. Yeah. And wow. And yeah. I play.
That's you know, natural.
I play. I love music and I adore what you guys do. It's the art of art and. I just so appreciate the fact that I can be a part of it.
I don't want to. I don't want to get too after dark. But basically, what you're saying is your husband's only good for one song, and then he leaves you and your cat to play with yourselves, right?
Exactly.
Oh, good.
Okay.
God.
I was just boiling it down, making a roux of it.
You're making a roux. Yes. There's the roux.
There's always a
food sommelier, basically, as you would say.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Lorraine, I wish you, your cat. Your husband,
and your
deep
piano.
Love of music, and your piano, all of the best in creativity. And you know what? We will see you 2 weeks from tonight because we're taking next week off.
Okay. I'm going to miss you terribly, but in 2 weeks I'll see you.
Yeah, we're doing Good Friday. JT,
yes, it's Good Friday.
JT, myself, and JT's wife Christine will be out. We'll be killing it. We'll be blowing some stuff up. Not literally.
No,
I'm totally
going to fish
not
fry.
Literally, but.
We're gonna be at a Good Friday hoedown, as we like to call it. And
a Good Friday hoedown.
No,
that's a new one.
I'm totally kidding.
My church, you never heard of that. But
no, we're actually just we're gonna be going to a Good Friday, stuff and everything. So
good for you.
Yeah.
Well, I will. My thoughts will be with all of you,
thank you.
And my love is with all of you. Trust
don't, your
me.
Thoughts
you
don't
know,
have to
I
be
just,
with us, Lorraine.
I just can't
if your thoughts
it,
are going to be
know?
With us, just put some thoughts out there that maybe I wear an outfit that doesn't make me look like a third grade chemistry teacher. You know, because third grade shouldn't be learning chemistry anyway.
Exactly. That's
kind of
weird.
Chemistry. Oh my God! I didn't even think they had chemistry in third grade.
They
did
don't.
They, really?
They don't. But if they did in a school, it'd be
got,
a problem.
You know,
and that's
I
how
got,
I dress.
I got rejected because I was toasting marshmallows on Bunsen burners.
Yeah.
It
was this last
out.
Week?
Yeah. What can I tell you?
That's the title for a poem right there.
I will have my thoughts on all of you. And I wish you a great 2 weeks. And look forward to talking to you again. And I hope your Easter is good. And you bring palms home on Palm Sunday and all that good stuff. You know?
Awesome. Lorraine, thank you. And we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night. That was Lorraine on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of Poetry Radio.
I can't help but feel that I perpetuated that.
Yeah, you've got this big paddle, and you stick it into the pot, and you stir it up.
The whole time I'm going to like,
back
hey,
and go,
every time.
Every time I do that? With everybody?
Yeah.
I don't do that with everybody, do
everybody.
I?
Everybody.
Okay.
Need I bring to mind Mariah?
I'm just mixing the colors in the color commentary.
Yeah, that's what they call it now.
What do they used to call it?
I don't know what they used to call it. I'm trying to figure that out myself. I think our producer just stumped both of us.
Well, he is the hockey master.
He reached for it. He almost hit that theme. I wonder if it's like Beetlejuice. If you say haiku master three times.
We turn around and face the other direction, so they were like, haiku master! Oh, my goodness. That was great.
Wow. All right. So, without any further ado, let's go. Hey, you know where we haven't been in quite some time?
Where?
I don't think we've been to Ohio recently.
Oh, you know, that's true. I haven't been to Ohio for a while myself.
Yeah. So,
would you like to travel there now?
Yes. Let's bring Tate on the line from Ohio.
I promise not to stir the colors.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing good. How are you, my friend?
Oh, I'm doing okay. You don't want to come to Ohio. I'm so mad at Ohio right now.
And may I ask why?
Yeah. Well, I've taken up this effort of helping Bernie Sanders.
Okay.
Which I happen to admire him quite a bit.
We actually
now, my friend Stephen in New York does not, but
well, no, we actually discussed opinion. Bernie Sanders as a presidential candidate before we went on the air. And the consensus here is we're divided on it, but go ahead and let us know what happened that made you mad about Ohio.
Well, because the young vote stayed home, he lost. I mean, I thought Ohio would follow along with Michigan. It just
irritated me to no end. I was so,
Understood. Understood.
Hell, anyway. I've written a few. I thought I'd just read you one of them I gave him.
All right.
It's called Heart of a Nation. On humble fare, though he may dine, soft light of a candle's flame, walks with a sense of purpose and time. Upon his soul there is no claim. A man treads light on honest poverty, no coward nor gentleman slave, gives of his love to the poor of heart, stands fast in the face of the grave. Bearing for her life's burden, soothes the children of their tears, is the rock all others break upon, leaves fond memory of his years. He knows the value of free will, as honesty rules his heart, owns pride born of forgiveness, to the fallen he grants a new start. So give the fools their silken wine and dishonest pretense of gentry. Only welcome of a good man's door will permit the monarch's entry. He knows this, as his fellows do from every field and station. One need not be a worshipped lord to be master of God's creation.
As always, Ted, I love your work. Man, you've been starving us out. You're making us want more and more.
I know. You don't want me reading more and more.
Well, you know, on a more steady basis than once every 7 weeks.
All right, I'll come back.
Are you going to make a girl beg for it? Come on now.
we can hire a girl from Central Casting. She can be here in 10 minutes to beg.
I was going to come last, what was it, last week or week before, and you didn't have one, so I...
All right.
Well, we will let you know this. We're not going to have one next week, but 2 weeks from now, I would love for you to join us again.
Okay. I'll try and remember that. Awesome. Thank you. You always drop me a note at Writer's Cafe, and I remember that.
Hey, you know, we could do that. J. Todd, well, let's do that, okay? Tate, it's awesome having you on the show.
Thank you very much. Have a good night, guys.
Good night, Tate. That was Tate on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in Poetry Radio. So here's my thought on the thing, and I know that we try not to go too much into politics, but here's one thing I think we can all agree on. No matter who you're voting for, get out and vote.
Yeah, yes. Right. Definitely.
The one thing that will most likely, one thing that will definitely eventually catch up with you not having the result in an election you want is you not going out and actually voting.
Exactly.
Advocate for yourself and your family. Go vote.
Exactly. And it doesn't matter if you're a Sanders supporter, Clinton supporter, Trump supporter, and I know there are mixed feelings about all those people.
Yep, absolutely.
If you support them, go out and vote for them. Don't let your voice be silenced by the media.
Right.
It's kind of what this whole show's about.
Yeah, don't let the media dictate to you, this person's ahead in the polls, so therefore we're going to project them the winner. Hell no. Get out there and vote and change it.
Damn right. Woohoo!
So, all right. I'm going to put my soapbox away.
That was a good soapbox, though. Okay. I like that.
Yeah. All right.
Can I borrow some soap? I haven't taken a shower in weeks. Why am I not surprised?
Wow.
I've been busy.
Serious up, guys. We got more poets on the line.
Sorry.
All right. Going all the way down to Texas, please welcome Juanita. Hi, Juanita.
Hello.
Hey, welcome to our show. There's about a 10-second delay, so you're going to want to turn your listening device down.
I did.
Awesome.
Okay, this is Juanita Garcia Vera, and I'm calling tonight. And I heard that terrible pleading that you guys are doing. It's terrible to see two grown men begging for nothing.
I know, right? Begging for poetry from another man, that's just sick and wrong.
Especially for another guy, now that's pretty bad.
Well, you know.
But anyway, y'all got the part, so I understand.
Well, you can't starve us out either, because I like your work too. So are you going to make a guy beg for that too?
No.
Okay.
I've got one tonight. It's called The Night Train.
All right.
Okay, I heard the whistle blowing and woke from deepest slumber. Alert, fully awake, I drank some tea, sat to dot a note, a to-do list for tomorrow. So many tasks yet to do. I stir restless, my feet needing to move to get away. All Aboard is called as I get on the night train. A silvery moon shines brightly in the star-studded sky. Peaceful is the night. Some passengers barely awake, mumble briefly, then nod off to sleep. I keep to myself, feeling all alone. No familiar sights in view. The dead of night gives way to the newborn day, lighting the way to golden sunshine and heaven's blue. Ahead, I see I have arrived at my destination. I have left all behind. I carry two things, my soul, my love. No bag at all I take with me. And that's it. Hello?
Sorry, we were a little slow on getting the microphones back on.
Yeah, we were clapping
for
you.
Well, like I said, I'm having a little trouble sometimes hearing y'all. I don't know if it's my computer or what.
No, it's probably us. We talk really fast, but we're slow on the microphone button.
We're like the Micro Machines guys, only we have a show about poetry.
Anyway, that's all I've got right now. But I really enjoyed y'all's show. It's been really good. How's the weather up there? Is it still cold?
You know, it snowed today.
This morning was insane.
Yes.
And then to give you an idea about Colorado, so this morning it took me, what, an hour and 50 minutes to drive a normal 30-minute drive because of the snow, and it was very, very cold. People were having a hard time. This afternoon, sun had come out, melted everything. It was fine. No problem.
Yes. Pavement was dry.
Because over here we got 86 degrees already.
Yeah. I'm so jealous.
Yeah, that was just a few days ago. Yeah, seriously, it's just like, it's up, down, it's hot, it's cold, it's not spring, it's malaria.
I know, it's just pretty, even in Mexico, you know, I've heard, you know, that it's even snowing in places in Mexico. It's never snowed in 80 years.
Yeah, see?
You know, the monarch butterflies have, a lot of them have, well, thank God some of them survived, because, you know, they go and nest over there.
Yeah.
In Michoacán, that's where all the monarchs go to reproduce. So they've been watching those because a lot of them have been dying. But they think maybe a million died.
Wow, really?
But, you know, their numbers are millions and millions and millions. It's awesome to see them. Yeah. But, they're having a weather change all over the world. It's really bad.
You know, climate change is a real thing. I don't know if it's warming, cooling, or what, but we have seen significant weather changes here in Denver in the last 20 years.
Yeah. And they're still saying it's a hoax, or, you know, that it's not true. You know, people want to deny that it's happening. But it's really happening. It's a shame. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Juanita, I thank you for sharing your poetry. I look forward to hearing from you in 2 weeks from tonight, okay?
Oh, okay. Good night.
Good night. That was Juanita on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of Poetry Radio. Nice. Juanita in Texas. I think we should just keep it in Texas. It'd be cool if these two could actually get together at a live Poetry Open Mic and meet one another.
That would be phenomenal, wouldn't it?
Yes. So we're going to go from Juanita to JC. JC, are you there?
I am here.
Hey. So, you know, Texas is a small state. Do you happen to know Juanita?
No, I don't happen to know one either. I know. It's so small that we just are supposed to run into each other all the time, right?
Right. Everybody waves hi in Texas. It's all good.
Whether you know them or not, you wave when you drive through Texas.
You know, there's been two states that I've been in that it's very common to do that. Texas is one of them. Well, I'm going to go to Texas. But Montana is just like that, too. It's like you're driving through town and some guy's out watering his yard, and he just waves at you, and you're like, do I know you? No, okay, I'll just wave anyway.
You know, a lot of Texas people move up to Montana for some reason.
It's the skiing.
I think it's the wide open, the cowboy mentality. I don't know.
But wait, people from Texas move to Montana for the cowboy mentality?
Right.
Sometimes, yeah. And back and forth.
I was going to say how misinformed they are.
Oil and other things work and that kind of stuff.
There is oil on the Eastern Plains, yes.
All right, yeah, fair enough. I just think, yeah, okay.
Well, you know, sometimes they get tired of Texas for a little while, and then they realize
how much they miss home.
You know, I can understand that. I mean, I've been to Texas very sparingly. I actually really want to go to Austin specifically. I want to spend some time there. It sounds great. Sounds great. I feel like we get a lot of Texas influence in our textbooks here, which is true. No, yes. It's true. But we don't. That's actually the most Texas we get here. So it'd be great to go back down.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great place to visit. Austin is kind of it's a little bit different than the rest of the state. So
that is, I'm aware of. Yes.
In Austin, it's the hub of our culture.
I'm all about the culture.
Only city I know that has the motto, keep Austin weird.
Nice. I like the motto.
It is. It's their motto. It's all over plastered over everything. You can find it on everything.
Here's what we need to do then. We need to find the mayor of Austin and have him put up speakers all over their city and broadcast World Poetry Open Mic 24/7.
That's going to happen. I can tell you right now, they're going to agree to that expense.
We will
They're going to play it through the Capitol, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, of course they are. They're just waiting for the call. You understand, I get these ideas on a fairly regular basis. You have to understand.
Oh, y'all are a mess. Well,
yes, that's true. We are a mess. Yes,
we are, yeah.
I feel a little lukewarm. I've been reading Kinky Ink, and I actually just threw out, somebody want me to read a poem for return engagement, throw one up. And so a couple of them did, and I just took the person who responded first.
Okay,
so, oh, cool.
This is by Annette James. She's also known as Wishful Writer. We call her Shades, but Wishful Writer is her pen name. And this poem is entitled, Trapped in My Well of Despair. I fell to the bottom of a dry well and hit hard with a vengeance. My eyes looked up to the black skies above. Clouds, swollen with regret, loomed upon me with frowns. I despise myself. I admire myself. Torn between two worlds, a tug of war inside my head, I feel dead. What carried me here? A lifetime of mental neglect, no hugs, or I love you from the ones that were presumed to nurture, to be hugged, kissed, made to feel proud when achievements were accomplished. My dwelling has been at the bottom of that well, filled with a million sobs and drowning in misery. Alone then and now, all of my relationships have ended in tragedy. I long to be touched, hugged, kissed, and hear sweet whispers, words relating to me that I am cherished and worthy of love. End poem.
Great job, Shades.
Yeah, she does a great job. And actually have a lot of good writers in Kinky Ink. And very grateful that they followed me kind of in and
yeah,
decided to join up. So
that is really cool.
But I grabbed the embedded code, and people that have other groups, other websites, that's kind of a great thing. Stirred up a lot of interest just grabbing the embedded code from YouTube and putting it into the chat board.
Okay. Very interesting.
Okay. Oh, cool.
So if you could put up a link on the World Poetry Open Mic friends page to where I can at least join Kinky Ink and friend you on All Poetry, I'd be grateful.
I sure will.
Awesome. That was JC on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. All right.
Man.
Great night of poetry. Great night of spoken word art. And if you've come in and you've enjoyed someone's poetry, you should let them know. If we made you laugh for just a few moments, our job here is done. We do have two more callers. We do have a brand new caller that we'd like to bring on the line.
Yeah.
Please welcome from Pennsylvania, he is Joe.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good, Joe. How are you doing?
I'm all right.
All right.
Enjoy your show. Really do.
Thank you. Have we made you laugh a little bit? Put some levity on the week for you?
What was that?
Have we made you laugh just a little bit to start off your weekend?
Sure. Always.
Awesome. So we have a question we ask all our new callers.
Okay.
How did you hear about our show?
Just roaming around on YouTube looking for poetry.
Awesome.
Awesome. I'm glad you found us. So you're going to share one of your poems with us?
Sure. Yeah. I'm not very well educated, but I do enjoy writing, and it's my pastime, my hobby, and it's along like the spoken word lines of poetry, I think.
Okay, before you get started, don't worry about being not very well educated. I had a great poet once tell me that the next great poet is not coming from academia. So if you're not educated, better shot at it.
Yeah, no, I think it's if it comes from your heart, man, and it's part of your life and your experience, that's what people care about. No one cares about people who can sound like everybody else.
I definitely agree with that.
So the floor is yours. Go at your will.
All right, thank you. This is called I'm Here in This World. Crime infested with police corruption. Privacies are inspected. Terrified families affected. Brothers against brothers. People scrounging for a buck. Homelessness gone awry. Thugs thinking do or die. All while I ask why. Where has the hope gone? Everywhere feels like a war zone. Man can hardly withstand the devil's plan. Are we all destined to go under or make a stand? Poetry has power, and I'm going to make it shower on this world in its turmoil. So what? We need more oil. We need to come together on a higher level. Stop worrying for tomorrow when we're still stuck in yesterday's squalor. The future needs to be designed and reason so its rhymes won't fade away. Take solidarity unto ultimate heights. String kindness along every streetlight you see tonight. Leave your mark of your art so others may be enriched, making your way brighter through the knowledge we have to unveil. Our world could use a band to sing its praises of its everlasting graces. Put the greatness of the world on display, parading down every road to show that man has made this world astonishing today. Though with the enough with the tantrums and barricades, we are all one under the sun every day. So let us all shine on with our drums sounding, setting free what was freely given unto you and me, our spirit, to sound out in joy. We are free. We are free from tyranny, free from inequality, free from superiority, free from aristocracy. We are free to be we. Us poets are much more together than divided. We cannot let this world take our gall. We are free to live a sound life, making the noise we need to make this world great. End poem.
Thank you. Brother, I got to ask, do you spoken word art live in your area?
I enjoy attending open mics regularly.
Beautiful. And do you perform at those as well?
I read. I can't really memorize much.
No, I read mine too. I kind of overindulged in the 80s and damaged my brain to where I can't memorize mine either.
I'm an 80s baby, so I know how that goes.
Yes, brother. Joe, I thank you for joining our show. I hope you make this a regular stop for your Friday nights.
I appreciate it.
All right. That was Joe from Pennsylvania on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Joe, throwing down for our show.
That was great, man. What a great beginning on this on the show.
Yeah, welcome to our family, brother. All right. So we're going to go from new caller to a longtime caller. Please welcome, well, he's from California. We just call him the voice. He is Don Hagelberg.
Hee-hee, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, my friend?
I'm with deodorant.
Aha! Uh-huh.
So you smell nice, too.
Well, let's say I don't stink too much.
I think that's a start.
You may stink. You cover it up well, though.
Yeah. See, that's really what it is.
Yes. This poem I'm going to do is entitled Aroma. today melts into the coming night. The day before remains an accidental melody spilled on yesterday's floor. When will the cleaning lady mop up the notes sticking on those soul boards? Or is it reversed, and what seems to be floored is actually on the top of my head? Spot. Damn Spot. Dick beats Jane. The stains either on my overwear or underwear, once wet and safe, now dry from yesterday, sorrow in silt, smashing the nose with its concentrate. The smell attracts the scowls of flies. The smell repulses the street preacher to the homeless, who is preserved by the wallet hearts of the mega-rich, all overseen by many sweetened loaves. With that obvious to me, the untied wipe of the becoming dirty-handed. Ended poem.
As always, great work, great presentation. Your vocal quality on now that you're using Skype is through the roof. It's like you're sitting right next to me broadcasting it. I'm like, holy cow.
Yeah, sounds great.
I'll be quieter.
No. You're doing fine, brother. I just got to say, I am impressed with your work and with the clarity on it.
I'm hearing holy cow.
Yes, there is a huge delay.
We have and those are from Greeley. We have a lot of holy cows in Colorado, so that might be piped
in as
well.
They're celebrating Good Friday, too.
Yeah.
This is good. Thank you very much for being on the air, and I will try to get a small, what would we call it, subscription to the program.
That'd be
Thanks
awesome.
Much, guys. It's appreciated. You're appreciated.
Thank you. I do want to let you know we're off next week, so we'll be back in 2 weeks.
I'll listen next week, too.
Oh, I hope you enjoy.
Thank you much.
Thank you, Don.
That was Don Hagelberg on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of Poetry Radio. And what he meant by he'll listen next week is we do a best of. I put together a highlight reel.
You do a best of. It's really good.
Yeah. You know, we get all these great callers. I kind of slice them, dice them up, and put. I really don't. It's not a best of. It's more of just a highlight reel to keep people interested while we're off on vacation.
Well, it gives them something new to listen to on a Friday night.
Yeah.
We put it up on a Friday, and it's just if there's no show, you can still kick back, listen, and hear some great poetry from people you know.
In fact, I figured it out. There's a lot more great poetry on a best of show than you would get it because you don't have our jocularity in between all the calls. It's really just poem,
what?
Poem,
they
poem,
don't
poem.
Hear us talking?
Well, I edited all that good stuff out. Yeah, good stuff.
You don't have to call it good stuff. It's just stuff.
Well, no, I was going to begin with the shit, but yeah, well, I edited all that stuff out.
That's okay. That's all okay. Right. He truly is. He's a self-effacing humble poet.
But the greatest of all time.
Wow. Hey, Kanye, you got a submission?
I got tons of submissions. I got more than anybody else has ever had any time.
He's the submission
bro.
Master.
Anytime.
How about right now?
All right. Give me a second right now. I gotta get myself ready.
Oh, goodness gracious.
That was great.
Have
Thank
we
you
devolved
very much.
To this?
Wow.
All right. Let's see here.
All right. Here we go. Here's one by James Rothline. The darkest day. Vampire-like. Under the desert sun, lusting, eager for the flow of blood, hollow eyes peering out from hardened faces, watched as he passed them by, making his way on his forced death march, inch by inch, yard by yard. Such an act of love on the darkest day. And that was The Darkest Day by James Rothline.
Good job.
And if you want to submit like James, just go out to the contact form on our webpage, drop in a poem. You can copy and paste it. It just gives us permission, copyright being what it is, to use the poem on our airwaves. And thank you, James, for submitting that one.
Yeah, that was great.
All right, Mr. Haiku Master, I'm going to let you choose because you rarely ever get to do this. Are we going to take a look at the Underhill of this week, or are we going to go into the Underhill of the past?
Oh. Let's do the Underhill of this week.
All right. So I wrote this one on Wednesday. This is entitled Windows to the Soul. It's been said time and again, the eyes are the window unto the soul. Yours, exposed too much from time to time, I peer into them and see a great deal. The joy, the pain, the utter heartbreak. I can see the little girl behind the lady that you are. The view into your soul is breathtaking, like a picture of a grandiose land feature snapped just at the right moment, when the lighting exposed every beautiful contour. Walls do not exist when I stare at your eyes. You may act differently, but your eyes betray. You speak the truth. Always. That is something for which I am ever thankful. Those beautiful windows into another universe. May I have eternity to gaze upon them. May they always convey your true nature. Bingo.
I like that.
You know. And I've got a couple queued up for next, well, 2 weeks from now that are from, I actually dated these poems. One's from 1996 and one's from 1993. So that's what you guys have to look forward to for 2 weeks from tonight.
Okay.
Man.
Oh, also 2 weeks from tonight, it's the first Friday.
Oh, which means
we get an After Dark.
We get an After Dark, and I do have an After Dark poem.
Awesome.
Can I, because the word in the title is not that bad, can I preview, can I tease?
Well, you can try, man, but I got a fist named Mr. Timothy O'Leary here with with your name on it if something goes out of line, buddy.
All right. So the name of the poem I wrote for the After Dark segment this month, Why I Am an Asshole.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, it's
funny you didn't consult with us on that one. I mean, how do you know it's accurate?
Well, wait till you hear it. It's really accurate. You'll be like, yeah, that's how J. Todd thinks.
Well, fair enough. I mean, from your perspective, I'm sure it's pretty accurate.
Whatever. Okay. So do you have another submission you want to get caught up on?
If you give me one moment, I'll pull it up here, man. I didn't know we were going to be. Well, I'm throwing this one out,
Mr. Kanye. You said you've got more submissions.
I'm focusing on something else right now.
You're making your own beats.
I'm making my own beats right now. I'm hiring DJs to make beats for me.
All right. That's a real thing, by the way. Okay.
It is.
This is another one from Sandra Reynolds.
Nice.
It is called The Heart I Broke. The heart I broke, I didn't know. I didn't think you cared that way. Just friends we were. I thought that so. The heart I broke, I didn't know. Sometimes you came to say hello. At times you stood and looked away. The heart I broke, I didn't know. I didn't think you cared that way. At times you stood and looked away. You looked so sad. I guess I knew. I should have known that fatal day. At times you stood and looked away. You thought I knew. I have to say, I never said that I loved you. At times you stood and looked away. You looked so sad. I guess I knew. I never said that I loved you. I didn't tell you that I cared. The many days you looked so blue, I never said that I loved you. Just friends we were. I think that's true. But I enjoyed the times we shared. I never said that I loved you. I didn't tell you that I cared. That was from Sandra Reynolds, The Heart I Broke.
Great job, Sandra. Great job, Michael.
Thank you.
I didn't mean to make you feel inadequate when I was talking with Don, so I just want to say the way you sound is crystal clear, and it's like you're broadcasting right next to me.
I feel kind of...
Funny how that worked.
It's like when I'm sitting there right next to you, like, J-Todd, that was wonderful! One, can you hear? You're like.
All right, enough silliness for one night. We want to thank you guys for tuning in. For Michael Amade, the Half Squatch, and myself, we urge you to tune in next 2 weeks from tonight at 8 p.m. We are live. Oh, a week from tonight, you can check out the best of. We do want to hear your poetry 2 weeks from tonight, and we urge you to tune in then, 8 p.m. Mountain Time, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
And 10% Eastern, 7% Pacific.
It's all good. It's funny. I love
and
it.
Then, you know, 2 in the morning Australia time. Anyway, yeah, but whatever. Figure it out. Yeah. Use Google time conversion.
And 32 Blogs are Mars time. That would be a good one, too.
Blogs are Mars time?
Blogs are.
Okay. So, with that being said, I'd like to say goodnight, Robert Mordlin, wherever you're at.